My name is Ramil Aouf. I'm speaking to explain in brief why are people in Tahrir Square and different areas in Cairo still in the streets and still going on demonstrations. Starting 25 January, the revolution in Egypt have a certain list of demands, starting from Mubarak to step down, to dissolve the People Assembly and the Shura Assembly, and etc. of different demands. Most of the demands are achieved, and we are now following up on the rest of the demands. One of the important demands is to dissolve totally state security and to immediately end any military trial for any civilian, and to release all demonstrators who are still in prison or still disappeared from 25 January. In the last 7 or 10 days, people are always holding banners in the street and doing statements of press releases and different actions trying to and I understand that the army should immediately stop any military trial for civilians and to immediately dissolve state security. And the army didn't interact with our demands, and they are not actually paying attention enough to the rest of the demands. So obviously people are now deciding to move towards state security buildings and control it, because what happened in the last few days is many buildings in Cairo are set on fire. We don't know how exactly it's set on fire, but these buildings, they contain many important papers and documents that prove violations and to prove many people from the NDP in Egypt and different national traditions that they are involved in what happened during the revolution. So people are worried that these documents will disappear suddenly. So today in Alexandria and in Cairo, they move towards two buildings that we believe that they contain important documents, and we are trying to avoid anyone to enter or leave the building to keep the people safe. And in both conditions, we are speaking with the army to come and to protect us and to protect the buildings from any fire that might happen, and to protect people there from any clashes that might take place between police riots and between the demonstrators. But I think people will not accept any other negotiation unless state security is dissolved and military trials are ended. Because what happened, for example, on Saturday this week, the ministry forces, they attacked us at Tahrir Square and at People's Assembly. And the second day, they said that we are sorry and we are going to release everyone that we arrested, which is not true. At the same time that the ministry said that we will meet, that we will release everyone, we have many people set on military trials, in mass trials, hundreds are in trials. They are jailed from 3 years up to 5 years for different charges which are not true. So, for example, one of our friends, his name is Amr Bahiri, he sent us for 5 years for attacking an officer. And that's not true, because he was with us in the demonstration, and he's a peaceful demonstrator. And in this one case, we have hundreds of cases where people are detained and they disappear, and then suddenly we find them on military trials, which is totally unfair trial. I mean, other situations. So we think that the military concert should immediately, and also right now, Sharaf, the new prime minister, they should immediately dissolve totally the state security system and to immediately end all military trials that are now taking place and to release everyone.